Chapter 14, Comparison and Contrast. As-as comparatives and compounding. The importance of that and than. To-adj-to-verb. Standard of comparison. Ambiguity. Comparative variety. Spurious comparatives. Day 66. Razor sharp, as sharp as a razor.
Remember those expressions with too that we talked about last time? Expressions like, I was too tired to do any more work?
Sure do, Marta.
Well, imagine it's you, Patrick. Tired to what extent, for example? Maybe something like very.
Very tired. You mean, let's see, dog tired? Dead tired?
Okay. And it doesn't help that there's a lot of noise coming from the next apartment, and the walls are thin, very thin.
They're paper thin?
Yes, but suppose the weather's hot and, before turning in, you decide you want something to drink. Something really cold,
Something ice cold?
Ah, but you didn't stock the fridge with your favorite beer this time because you're on a tight budget and the price has gone up. It's high now, very high.
The price is sky high?
We're on a roll. But think some more about these little expressions. Is there another way to say ice cold, for example? I mean, using those same words.
Well, sure. As cold as ice, and probably as thin as paper, even as high as the sky.
And as tired as a dog?
Not so good, for me at least. And as tired as dead sounds awful.
Yes. Some of these meanings can be expressed in two ways. For example, the as phrase, as sharp as a razor, and the compound razor sharp. We'll have more to say about compounds in another session.
What about more than one expression with the same adjective? I mean, you got me to say sky high and as high as the sky, right, Marta?
Right.
Well, in my dialect, there's also as high as a kite. But kite high? No.
Very nice observation. What's the pivotal word in all these expressions, by the way?
What do you mean?
I mean, part of speech, verb, noun, adjective, adverb, and so on.
Oh, high, sharp, cold, thin, adjective.
Yes. And what meaning do the expressions seem to have in common?
You mean very?
Seems like it, doesn't it? But have you ever heard the expression skin deep?
Sure, Marta. As a matter of fact, my tattoo is only skin deep.
Tattoo? Well, is skin deep very deep?
No, course not. And I guess that's why the word only fits in there. I mean, it would be strange to say prices are only sky high or the drinks are only ice cold.
And of course, we don't say that your tattoo is as deep as skin. Skin deep, by the way, is the only example I know of that has that only meaning.